The government and people of Zimbabwe do not support corruption, do not support the break of the rule of law. Anyone caught on the wrong side of the law, they are arrested. We may not agree on the mechanism, we may not agree on the effectiveness of the system, but we have commissions in place, Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission and the Corruption Commission. They are in place, they need funding, they will be funded, they need to be supported. But for any an outsider to say that Zimbabwe is right at the top, I think it's very mischievous, it's very misguided, and it won't achieve the results that you know you want to achieve. Remember, Zimbabwe has been under attack for nearly 15 years because of illegal activities, because of the bullying tactics of the Americans and the United Kingdom, because of the issue of land. But Zimbabwe has moved on. The economy is stable, and we will rebuild in the country. There are challenges, but if American government or British government go around intimidating investors, it doesn't help anyone.
But Dr. Matonga, there are some that would say that even with the mechanisms in place, even with the law, the issue of rule of law is outstanding, and Zimbabweans do not have adequate rule of law in the country.
Which country has adequate rule of law? I would want to know. I would want to live in that place. The people that are dying in the Mediterranean Sea, those foreigners, they're dying, Africans, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Iraqis, who cares? We should ask ourselves, why are they being blocked from going there?